You're the Spider-Man.
I am unwanted.
We have a job to do.
Do you have the papers?
I learned this the hard way, a long, long time ago.
What could go wrong?
I'm a driver.
And that's that.
I don't do nothing for no one for nothing.
So what happens now?
This is Mommy's very special work trip.
One more thing.
Yeah?
It's very nice.
You think so? Or are you just saying that?
I really like it.
The movie news.
I got the bullets.
With Garrett Daly.
Garrett Daly, you are very welcome into the Movies and Musicals studio with
Lovely
me, Ian.
To see you again.
Thank you. Delighted to be here, as I always am. It's my most wonderful day of the year when I'm in for 18 on Movies and Musicals. Now, we're starting. I hadn't heard about this.
Well, okay, so they're making a sequel to Coming to America. This, if you remember, was the 1988 comedy written by Kenya Barris, which starred Eddie Murphy. Well, Eddie Murphy is going to reprise his role as Akeem. They're lining up the cast for this. So in the cast, they've got Wesley Snipes is going to join the cast. Arsenio Hall is also set to return. And in the sequel, what's going to happen is Akeem is set to become the king of his land, but he discovers that he has a son he never knew about in America, who's now a street-savvy Queens native. So to honour his father's dying wish to groom this son as a crown prince, Akeem sets off to America to meet his unlikely heir. And Snipes is going to play the general of the neighbouring nation to Eddie Murphy's nation in the film. Look, they've worked together before. Snipes has been with Eddie Murphy in a forthcoming biopic, actually, on Ruby Ray Moore called Dolomite Is My Name, and that is set to feature in September at the Toronto Film Festival. So, yeah, Coming to America, the sequel. Are we excited?
Do you know what? I would go and see this. Because the original was absolutely fantastic. So,
well, it was for its time, so
it was,
that's for sure.
It was, but no, it is a thing of its time. Yeah. And also, like, we haven't seen Wesley Snipes in so long either. So.
Well, he was in prison for a while, wasn't he,
well,
for
was.
A tax issue.
There was so. That, there was that.
There was that small issue.
We'll give him a pass. Right, what is Edgar Wright up to?
Okay, so Edgar Wright's got his next film, which is a thriller called The Last Night in Soho. And we now have a release date for it. It's September 25th, 2020. So the plot details are still kind of been kept under wraps, but it's been described as a psychological thriller set in London. Anya Taylor-Joy leads this cast. Matt Smith's also in it as well. Diana Rigg, Terrence Stamp. Good cast
well,
in
yeah.
that. He co-wrote the script with Christy Wilson-Kearns, who did Penny Dreadful. And it's going to be his follow-up to Baby Driver, which came out in 2017. Big money made on that movie. It was made for $34 million, but it went on to make about $224 million worldwide. So, and there's going to be a sequel to that as well, as we know. But he's also developing a documentary on the 1970s pop rock band Sparks as well. So he's a busy director, is Edgar Wright.
Busy director, but a fine director all the same. Okay, now Remake Central.
Controversial.
Yes.
Controversial Central.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure how I feel about this. I think I am sure how I feel about this.
Well, you can tell all once I go through it. Tuesday afternoon, the CEO of Disney, that's Bob Iger, revealed at their earnings call that following their acquisition of 20th Century Fox and 20th Century Fox's library for what was a staggering $71.3 billion, they have now announced a slate of reboots that's going to be done for their upcoming streaming service called Disney Plus. So the movies that are in that are Night at the Museum, Diary of a Wimpy Kid, Cheaper by the Dozen, and most controversially, Home Alone. Now, it's unclear at the moment if they're going to be doing feature films or TV series based on this, but all of those properties are huge earners. They made an awful lot of money, a lot of sequels involved with them as well. And I suppose if you adjusted their grosses for inflation back in the time, they'd well be over the sort of benchmark that you would need to kind of reboot a title. Mm. Because Disney's had some success of this recently. Aladdin, which didn't get great reviews, has actually passed $1 billion at the global box office.
Wow.
And after just 3 weekends on release, The Lion King has passed $1 billion. So you can see the strategy here that if you're going to spend $71.3 billion on an acquisition and you've got your hands on all these titles, it's no surprise that they're going to do something with them. I mean, we won't know, I suppose, until we get Disney Plus, which is set to be released November 12th. It's got a price tag in the US of $7 monthly. So are you going to add that to your other subscriptions as well? Is it going to be worth it? Well, they've got about 300 hours of Fox content available to watch on the at the time of the launch as well. So, Ian, Home Alone as a reboot. What do you think? That's where you go. You shout for Kevin and I say no.
I couldn't. And also, we've had the sequels as well. So and a sort sequels. Of a remake with that younger kid too.
Yeah, yeah. There was two sequels, wasn't there?
Yeah,
So there you go. There's going to be some form of it emerging in the next few years.
Okay, Home Alone the musical, maybe. Right, Game of Thrones creators David Benioff and Dan Weiss, they are, I suppose, hot property now that the series is finished.
Very much so. And there's kind of been a bit of a bidding war after Game of Thrones finished to see where they were going to set up new home with their production company. And everybody has been pitching them and hitting them with big figures. So everybody from Disney to Amazon, all trying to get them. But they found a new home, and it's a bit of a stinger for HBO, who obviously, you know, cultivated the work that they were doing with them and were responsible for financing and, you know, being hugely supportive in the creation of Game of Thrones. But they've turned away from HBO and they found their new home at Netflix, and the deal is set to be worth about $200 million multi-year overall film and TV deal. Now, this is not to say that they're not going to do work with other people, because they've already sort of been lined up to do a Star Wars film or TV series, we're not quite sure, with Lucasfilm, which is Disney owned, and they're kind of working on that already. But there has been deals like this before. I mean, the creators of Westworld, this is Lisa Joy and Jonah Nolan, they struck a deal with Amazon just in April for $150 million. It was a 5-year agreement estimated to be worth about $30 million per year per territory. So, you know, it's huge money that these deals... What they're going to do, you know, the Game of Thrones creators, what they're going to do, only time will tell. But what huge money for Netflix to spend to lure them over.
$200 million a year.
A year.
So, there you go.
Yep.
Right, Comic-Con is coming to Dublin.
Yeah, so Comic-Con is on at the moment. I'm going to go tomorrow, actually, to check it out. But it's for pop culture, fandom, fun. Mm. It's on in the convention centre at the moment down in North Wall Quay in Dublin. Tickets reasonably priced. They go from like €12 up to €107. That depends on the type of experience you want there. The dearer ones, obviously, is the VIP experience with the photo shoots. You can queue up to get autographs, etc., etc. Now, children under 5 actually do go free if they're with a paying adult. But what to expect at it? I suppose it's a variety of fun events, interactive sets of The Walking Dead, take pictures with your favourite characters, there's the cosplay village, there's also sort of costume competitions, you meet those actors, there's panels, fantastic merchandise at the trading halls, and you can even test your wits at tabletop gaming as well. But they've guests, you know, from Charisma Carpenter from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Richard Brake from Game of Thrones, there's Guardians of the Galaxy, Family Guy, lots of different actors there, and people will queue up for pictures, autographs, etc. So if you're interested in checking it out, it's on you know, for the rest of the afternoon, and it's on again tomorrow at the convention centre.
And the original Incredible Hulk, Luke Ferrigno's
there as well, so that, there'll be huge queues to you know, go get your picture.
I may run screaming. I used to hide behind the couch.
Yeah.
Right, what's our trailer watch for this week?
Okay, so Sam Mendes has a new film coming out, and it's called 1917, and it takes place in World War One, and it sets itself up kind of as a straightforward, no-nonsense thriller where two soldiers, played by George MacKay and Dean Charles Chapman, have to race against time to stop a battalion from launching an attack that will fail if they do not reach them in time. Colin Firth, Benedict Cumberbatch, Mark Strong, Richard Madden also star in this. It's out in January, but with Sam Mendes in the director's chair and, you know, this type of content, I think we'll probably see it in, you know, maybe awards chatter, etc., etc. But do check out the trailer for 1917.
Great. And then new releases. What is coming our way in the next few weeks?
We've got Playmobil, the movie. It's centred on an imaginative young girl named Marla who embarks on an epic journey after her younger brother Charlie Charlie disappears into a vast and wondrous animated world of Playmobil. Daniel Radcliffe features in some of the voices there, along with Anya Taylor-Joy. We've also got The Sun is Also a Star. This is about college-bound romantic Daniel and Jamaican-born pragmatist Natasha. They fall in love with each other over one magical day in New York. Sort of sparks immediately fly between the two strangers who might not have met had fate put them together. But with just hours left on the clock and what looks like to be her last day in the US, Natasha is fighting against her family's deportation just as fiercely as she's fighting her growing feelings for Daniel. Another movie to mention, Blinded by the Light. I'll tell you a bit about it and then we can hear a clip from it. It's set in 1987 and it's a sort of joyous coming of age story about a teenager who learns to live life, understand his family and finds his voice through the words and music of Bruce Springsteen.
What do you want?
A show that plays only Bruce Springsteen.
Huh? Nothing but Springsteen? That's your idea?
Bruce has a lot to say to students in this college. How will they know there's something better out there if they don't hear it?
Look at the calendar over there, the cutting crew one. Can you see what year it is? It's 1987. My job is to play music that the students will connect to. Yeah, that means Bros. That means curiosity. And yes, that even means Debbie Gibson. But Springsteen, he's more what your dad listens to.
Not my dad.
Great. Tiffany playing in the background there. We're alone now. Yeah, great reviews for this movie, Blinded by the Light. And it's actually inspired by a journalist's memoir called Greetings from Bury Park.
Right, I read an interview with him, Sarfraz Manzoor, there a couple of weeks ago and how he kind of came to the music of Bruce Springsteen. Really interesting.
Yeah, great reviews for it. And one final movie to mention, Animals. This is Holiday Grainger and Aaliyah Shawkat starring in this. I've seen this at the Galway Film Fla. Really enjoyed the movie. It's about longtime friends and party lovers Laura and Tyler navigate life and love in Dublin. However, the girls find themselves drifting apart when Laura becomes engaged. It's based on the novel by the same name by Emma Jane Unsworth. It was originally set in Manchester, but when they decided to shoot in Dublin, they obviously transferred the entire story to there. It really works well and, as I said, went down very well at the Galway Film Fla. So do check it out. It's an enjoyable movie.
Great, we will indeed. And our TV movie for this week.
So we're going back to 1993 when this was released. This is about a teenager whose mother marries a seemingly kind man, turns out to be a thug though, and she vows to stick with her choice in a desperate hope that he will improve their lives despite his tendency to resort to violent and abusive methods to cow both of them into submission. It's a drama set in 1950s. It's based on a memoir by Tobias Wolff and it stars Robert De Niro, Leonardo DiCaprio and Ellen Barkin. It's called This Boy's Life. It's on tonight on TG Cahir at 5 to 10.
Great. We'll definitely tune in for that. Gary, thank you very much.
All right, thank you. Cheers.